Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Father Francis with Sacred Heart Catholic Church and Deacon Mike Berenzen, who coordinates the Columbia Catholic Hospital Ministry. They spoke about how hospital ministry and the anointing of the sick sacrament have changed during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Here's Deacon Berenzen.
I sent out to the five priests that we had on our on-call list at that time here in Columbia, saying, who of you are willing to go into a COVID room? Because if you're not, I understand. And to a man, all five said, well, count me in. So that immediately gave me that good feeling of, okay, we're all on board. Then it was a matter of, okay, how do we do this safely? And that's really the partnership with the hospitals. The hospitals have done a great job of working with us, of meeting us at the door and going to the rooms with us, making sure that we're in our PPE. I'm going to let Father Francis talk to that because you've actually...
Yeah, I've had to visit COVID patients quite a few times. Now, when this all began, when the pandemic began, if I remember correctly, the hospitals would not allow anybody to visit patients unless they're at the point of dying. And that was the only time we could go in.
Yeah, and I would point out that different hospitals do still have different protocols. So
when this all began, because so little was known about this particular virus, it did seem very intimidating and very scary first time to walk in the room of a COVID patient. Now it's not so much to me personally. Maybe I've just become complacent. I'm not sure. But typically what'll happen, they let you know, of course, if you're going to visit a patient with COVID. And then the staff is really, really good. They just gown you up. They put the gown on, gloves, and usually goggles. And then they put an N95 mask on you. It is not nearly as personal, that's for sure, because you have all this equipment on, and sometimes the goggles are fogging up, and your voice is kind of muffled when you talk to the person, if they are conscious, or to the families. It seems a lot less personal, a lot more sterile environment that you're going into, which makes it very different.
I just had my first opportunity to go into a COVID-positive patient's room. The patient was dying. They allowed one family member in there, so they allowed me to come in there and to be with that family member and support them. You know, you want to give somebody a hug when they've just lost someone, or you want to, you know, have that contact, and there just really isn't that, and there's still power in presence. Even if we're all gowned up, we can still be there. We can still, you know, provide that presence. And I accompanied them back outside when, you know, they were ready to leave, and I helped them carry some of the personal belongings back outside. And that's when the rest of the family met them, because the rest of the family could not come in. So the ministry actually ended up outside the hospital, because now all of a sudden I've got the whole family there, standing there, you know, in the cold with them, you know, as they grieved. So it's, you know, it's good that we can be there.
I would say thank God that we're still able to do it.
That was Father Francis and Deacon Mike Berenzen with the Columbia Catholic Hospital Ministry, speaking about how they have had to make some changes to anointing of the sick and hospital visits during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.